Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330. The Joel.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And what a glorious day it is to be a foodie alive and well here in Southern Arizona. Matt Russell here on the Menu Live again for another First Thursday here down at Main Gate Square. There is so much going on down here. We've got artist Bill Deaver and his work at Vila Thai, live music by the Young Mothers starting at 6 o'clock in Geronimo's Plaza. We're going to be talking to Zach Toporek with the Young Mothers here in just a couple of minutes. A poetry reading hosted by Steve Clayton. There's a great wine tasting, as always, over at Vila Thai for only $5. A great wine tasting at the Old Dubliner Pub and Restaurant. Chalk Art at Gentle Ben's, live music and Frog and Firkin. It does not get any better than this. And the place we have decided to broadcast live is one of my favorite places across the food spectrum in Southern Arizona. We are here at the one and the only, the Cereal Box, which is at 943 East University Boulevard and Main Gate Square. They've had a huge crowd turnout today because the creative folks over here at the Cereal Box have got this promotion running from 7 o'clock this morning till 5 o'clock this evening. If you came over to the Cereal Box here in Main Gate Square and made just one purchase, you had your name entered into a drawing, and we're going to be drawing the winner of that raffle here on the show today, and we're going to be giving away a specialty gift pack of all kinds of goodies valued at over $100, and that's things from the Cereal Box, from the Aveda Institute of Tucson with great products. They've got high-end treatments over there performed by their future professionals. They'll leave all of their customers feeling balanced and pampered. All of our good friends, a hello out to the Aveda Institute, and then our good friends at Saigon Pho. There's all kinds of goodies in that gift basket. So come on down here. This is the perfect place to be as you're making your way home from work. We are at the Cereal Box in Main Gate Square at 943 East University Boulevard in Main Gate Square. Listen, we've got some great action starting at 6 o'clock over in Geronimo's Plaza. And kicking off the music scene for the night is this great band called the Young Mothers. And I'm here with singer-songwriter Zach Toporek. Zach, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
This is an exciting time for you guys to be down here.
Yeah, definitely.
We got some great weather for you. The buzz is starting to arrive. People are coming out. They read about you in this great Zocalo magazine article. People have flocked to your MySpace page. Tell us a little about the Young Mothers, Zach.
Oh, well, Young Mothers is a band that I started myself about 4 years ago, and just kind of, you know, trickled in members over time, and the lineup that we've got right now is actually pretty new. We've been playing together since January, but things have been going pretty well for us pretty quickly.
So, wonderful. Yeah. What's the genre that you're pulling into? I mean, when people kind of come see the Young Mothers, what are they going to expect? What are they going to see? What do they expect when they see you guys perform?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a mixed bag. You know, we're kind of folky, but we definitely play our music very loudly.
And, nothing wrong with that, though.
Yeah, you know, it's like it's indie rock, it's folk music, it's we do some covers every once in a while just to, you know, get the crowd going. So you'll hear some classic rock from us every once
in
a while.
Very good. What are some of the covers you're going to be pulling out tonight?
Tonight we're thinking about doing The Weight by the band.
Attaboy.
A personal favorite.
Yeah. Chuck, another musician here, our engineer, is nodding up and down energetically with a high five,
yeah,
saying thanks for picking that tune. What else you got up your sleeve?
You know, we're doing some Bob Dylan, doing some Neil Young. So we love playing that stuff. We've been doing it a lot lately.
So that's great. So singer-songwriter, who are some of your influences as a musician that where you can see their work sort of lives on and the stuff that you're pulling out?
Well, I think I hopefully just named a few.
Right.
you know, at least in my intentions. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Wilco. I really like their music, and I hope to kind of bring that tradition of, you know, well-crafted, folky kind of pop music on for us in here.
So you got a five-piece ensemble?
We got five-piece,
walk
yeah.
us through the band cast.
Let's see. I'm playing guitar and singing. We've got a guy named Andrew Bates on bass, Nate Jasinski on guitar, Tommy Cormier on keyboards, and Ryan Slater on drums. All of us are products of the U of A's music school.
Excellent.
Yeah, we all met there. That's kind of how this form of the band got started.
Right.
So,
spend a little time in Crowder Hall, I'm sure.
Exactly,
that was my home away from home back in my youth.
Exactly.
Anyway, we're excited to hear you guys play tonight.
We're excited to play.
So where can people are going to come down and watch you and listen to you play tonight, and I'm sure they're going to say, how in the world can I get a copy of anything that you put out? I know you're a Fort Lowell Records artist.
Yeah.
How can people get a hold of your stuff?
Well, you know, if they're at the show tonight, we've got the 7-inch single available for sale here. On our MySpace, we also have our first CD and this single out. We're on iTunes, we're on Amazon, all the normal ways that you get music. You can find Young Mothers there.
All the normal ways. I'll have to ask my son exactly how to do that. My 15-year-old son navigates his way around.
Normal is a very interesting term for music purchasing nowadays.
The digital world. Well, anyway, it's a pleasure to have Zach Toporek here on The Menu Live. Good luck to you and the band.
Thank you very much.
And everybody, check them out on MySpace and iTunes. And you're in for a treat when you come down here at 6 o'clock to Geronimo's Plaza to see Zach Toporek and the Young Mothers.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Well, once again, we're broadcasting live here from the Cereal Box at 943 East University Boulevard and Main Gate Square. They've got all kinds of fun things going on here. Our good friends Jordan and Tara Schacht, who are just heroes in this community for what they've brought down here to what is now affectionately known as Cereal Box Corner right here on University in Main Gate Square. There's so much more happening at the Cereal Box than just this endless array of cereals that I see back here against the wall. And we're going to talk right now to Tara Schacht, who is I'm about to say happy third anniversary, Tara.
Well, thank you, Matt. We're very happy to be here. 3 years is a great accomplishment.
Yeah, 3 years. So you were on the show a couple of years ago. I think we were helping you to celebrate your first anniversary. Looking back, you know, what are your first thoughts when you say, wow, it's 3 years already?
It went by really, really fast. It was a lot of hard work, and boy, we've come a really long way with the expansion of our whole product line.
That's good news. Well, we have about a minute left before our next segment, but I know that you guys have been promoting this this T-shirt slogan contest. Tell us about that and what we're going to be doing tonight.
Well, tonight we are awarding our grand prize winner and our winner-up. We had a slogan T-shirt contest where people came up with the coolest thing that they could come up with. We had a great response. We did it via Facebook, and we've got a grand prize winner. We've got printed shirts. They're ready for sale, and we're good to go.
We're here talking also to Jordan Schacht, who is Mr. Tara Schacht, as I know you have your own identity. And I was going to say, Tara is what she's affectionately known as, but I believe here among the Main Gate crowd, Saucy Cereal Wench is is Jordan. Am I getting that right?
That is correct. We started blogging, and we decided to put Tara as the face of the cereal box, and in doing so, we came up with the Surly Wench name for her, the Saucy Cereal Wench.
Cereal Wench. Now, I hope you are going to be able to defend that title for many years. I mean, no one else can do it. And Tara Schacht. Well, Jordan and Tara Schacht, we look forward to talking to you in the second half hour of this show, finding out everything that's going on here beyond the world of cereal. So thanks, as always, for being on The Menu Live.
Thanks for having us, Matt.
We are going to one of my favorite segments of the show. Every single week, we have the honor to talk to the lovely Yvonne Fouché over at Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room, who's going to be talking to us about the wine of the week. Hey, Yvonne, what's up?
Hey, Matt. Everything's great today. How about you?
Hey, I'm alive and well in the sun, and there's not a cloud in the sky, and I'm sitting here quite literally in the sun, and I'm sitting here enjoying a nice cool lemonade, and I'm looking at all this cereal, and, you know, inquiring minds want to know, Yvonne, when you think about Captain Crunch, what kind of wine pairing are you thinking would work with a Captain Crunch?
Oh, man, I've got the perfect wine for you. This week, and I kid you not, this week, what we're featuring is an Italian Pinot Grigio sparkling wine. It's produced by Voga. And when I was doing all the research on it, one of the things that it talked about was for breakfast, having it with baguettes, and it talked about having it with popcorn. So I think this one crosses the board, and Captain Crunch would fit right in there.
you know, there's this wonderful synchronicity that just keeps happening each and every week. I mean, how in the world was I going to know what your wine of the week was going to be? And I'm telling everybody here at the Cereal Box that the wine of the week, this great Voga Italian Pinot Grigio, is going great with breakfast foods. So Jordan right now is getting on his BlackBerry as we speak to find out how he can order some wine to be able to join the party here tonight. But anyway, tell us a little bit about this this wine of the week. What does it go for over there at Catavinos?
It sells for $14.99.
$14.99 is a great price, and of course, our listeners know full well over at Catavinos Wine Shop, you have over 350 premium wines in the store, and there's not one bottle in that store for over $15.
That's right, and this one is a gorgeous golden color. It's got little tiny bubbles that are very lively, so it's got lots of little bubbles. It has pear and apple flavors. And it's got a little bit of citrus on the end. It's got a fruitiness that makes it almost appear sweet, but it's not. And it has a balanced acidity. So this is a very well-rounded wine. It's absolutely gorgeous. I'm having my Mother's Day tasting this weekend, and this is the top of the lineup for the Mother's Day tasting. It's in a gorgeous package. This winery is all Italian, and they're all about packaging. And they put all of their wines in designer bottles. So this has a great bottle. But as we know, which it makes a great gift, as we know, bottles and labels don't make it into my shop. It has to be good, too. And I was just thrilled when the wine was as stellar as it is. So
beautiful.
This
tiny
is a wonderful
bubbles
gift
in the wine in this great Voga Italian Pinot Grigio. So Mother's Day is coming up, and I want to give a big shout-out to my mother, who I hope is listening online in Phoenix. I love you, Mom, and I'll be seeing you on Sunday. But what do you have up your sleeve, Yvonne Fouché, for this great Mother's Day tasting tonight, Friday night, and Saturday night over there at Catavinos Wine Shop?
Well, it's all about mom. And if you bring your mom in, your mom tastes for free. We're starting out with this sparkling Pinot Grigio. Then we're going to a beautiful Semillon Sauvignon Blanc, to a Carmenere. Then we have a Grenache. And we're ending with one of my favorites, the Cleavage Creek Cellars Red Blend, which donates 70% of their gross to breast cancer research. So this tasting is all about celebrating mom, wines that mom would love, and celebrating women.
How wonderful. And I was in your store not too long ago and tried some of that at Cleavage Creek, and it is just fantastic wine.
Isn't it delicious?
Absolutely delicious. I should also give a shout-out to my mother-in-law, Yvonne, who just arrived here in Tucson from beautiful San Diego to spend Mother's Day weekend with us, my mother and father-in-law. So if they're listening at home, hello to the both of you and welcome to the Old Pueblo. So you've got this great Mother's Day wine tasting. You said mothers are going to come and do a tasting for free?
Yes, if you bring your mother in, your mother tastes for free.
Wonderful.
It's just a way to give her one more gift.
That is absolutely beautiful. Well, do yourself a favor, everybody. Go down and check out Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. They're located at 3063 North Alvernon, just a stone's throw south of Fort Lowell. This is a wonderful place to go. You're going to find some of the greatest wines that you really aren't going to find anywhere else at a price that just can't be beat. So, Yvonne Fouché, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
And I'll just give everybody here a little bit of a teaser. On the Menu Live is going to be broadcasting live from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room next Thursday. That's May the 13th, and we've got some surprises up our sleeves. So listeners to The Jolt, stay tuned because we're going to be announcing what we're going to be pulling out for this great celebration at Catavinos.
Yeah,
week.
I can't wait to have you here.
Yvonne, always good to talk to you. I will talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you. Bye now.
Bye. We're going to take just about a 60-second break, learn a little bit more about Catavinos. When we come back, it's Sonoran Hot Dogs with the man who does them better than anyone else, Mr. Benjamin Galaz. We'll be right back.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you.
Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, broadcasting on a beautiful Thursday afternoon here at the Cereal Box for First Thursday Art Walk in Mangate Square. We're at 943 East University Boulevard, and just the aromas that are just overwhelming. I'm just smelling these great sweets and confectionaries and tea cakes and there's waffles and there's cereals and there's fruit smoothies being tossed in the background. So we're gonna get to that. Oh yeah, Chuck. This is what it's all about. We're gonna be talking about all these great sweets and everything that Jordan and Tara Shack are doing to keep us all satisfied here at the Cereal Box. But first, we got some dog talk up our sleeve. And those fans of the Travel Channel who are fans of the show Food Wars had the chance to see two very viable contenders go up against each other. BK's Carne Asada and Sonoran Hot Dogs took on the wonderful El Güero Canelo in a Sonoran Hot Dog Food War. And the man himself that emerged the victor of the Food Wars for the Sonoran Hot Dogs is right here live with us. His name is Benjamin Galaz. He's from BK's Carne Asada and Sonoran Dogs. Benjamin, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you for the invitation.
Well, congratulations to you, my friend. I mean, I think your life has been completely changed over the last couple of months now that you're a national television star.
Yes, a lot. It's been really good for us. Business has been getting better every day. And thank you for the invitation again. Thanks for Travel Channel for the show. And we've been working really hard, and we're going to get better every day, and we're still working to come with new ideas, new items to the menu.
Right. Getting better every day is quite a task, because I don't know how it gets any better than this. I am quite literally staring at a work of art, and I wish we had a video, a webcam to show all of our listeners exactly what I'm about to pop into my mouth. But I'm going to let Benjamin Galaz from BK's tell us a little bit about what a Sonoran hot dog is as I begin to taste of the love and of the mystery and of the wisdom that you call a Sonoran hot dog. So take it away, and I'm going to eat.
Okay. Our Sonora-style hot dog is made with a very special bun, made every day, so it has to be fresh. And the hot dog is wrapped in bacon and has been grilled. And it has grilled onions, fresh onions. It has whole beans, pinto beans. It has fresh tomato, mayonnaise, mustard, and jalapeno sauce.
Oh, awesome.
Well, it looks like we lost Matt. We're going to get him back here in just a moment. We appreciate you sticking with us through this little glitch. Should be just a moment.
Okay, so sorry for that. You know, when you eat a Sonoran hot dog, things just start going haywire around here. But anyway, we're back with Benjamin Galaz. This hot dog is absolutely beautiful. You've got this symphony of flavors that are coming at you all at once. A little bit of the heat kicking up on you with that jalapeno. Now, warn me, am I gonna be in trouble when I bite into this pepper, or is this just unfriendly?
No, it's really good. It's not that hot. Try it. It's really good.
Mm. Beautifully complements that hot dog. Now, Benjamin Galaz, what do you think the popularity of the Sonoran hot dog has grown so rapidly over the past few years? I mean, a few years ago, you know, few people knew exactly what a Sonoran hot dog was. Now it's a staple here in Southern Arizona. What do you attribute its success to?
You know, we've been working really hard to make a really, really good Sonora style hot dog. The thing is, here in the United States, you guys already know what is a hot dog. The thing is, we need to work really hard so that people can know what's the difference of flavors. Once you add beans, you add salsa, you add grilled onions. So, you know, when the people try it once, because some people is going to the business asking for one just plain, you know, they got to try it with everything.
Sure. Sure.
Because that's the way to try it that way. Once you try it like that, you will never ask for a plain hot dog. That's the original one.
That's exactly right. I'm sure you're going to start seeing Sonoran hot dogs pop up in ballparks across the country, because you're absolutely right, Benny. I mean, one bite of these and you're going to be discriminating. You're going to be asking for the Sonoran hot dog by name.
That's correct.
So,
that's correct.
Now, you're going up against someone who does a fairly good Sonoran hot dog. I mean, now let's give a hello out to our friends over at El Guero Canelo, who do a pretty good job. But, you know, despite the fact that that they did not win the Food Wars competition, now you have got this big smile on your face. This is great. You know, the man knows that he had a winning product. But what is it about this particular hot dog? I mean, everybody has their variations. But what do you think it is about your hot dog that allowed you to win this very competitive battle?
You know, this is the thing. I started eating this Sonora-style hot dog when I was like 80 years old. So I've been trying different places in Sonora, Mexico, all kinds of Sonora-style hot dogs, and I come with the idea to make my hot dog with the highest quality of product.
Excellent.
You know, top of the quality tomatoes, onions, and find a really good bakery here in town so we can have a really fresh bun. And everything has to be cut perfectly, and everything has to be clean, and there is only one way to do it. All the layers, they got to be exactly, you know, from one end to the other. It has to be perfect. You know, when we hire new people, it's really hard for us to train them to do it right, because they think it's just to throw everything into the hot dog. No,
right.
It has to be a way to do it. So we have our own secret to do it perfectly, really clean, and keep with the highest quality possible.
And the wonderful, the iconic piece of that Sonoran hot dog is the fact that you wrap that dog in bacon.
Yes.
And are you putting that on the grill, or how are you doing that?
Yeah, we grill it. And then we grill the onions next to the hot dog, and we grill the yellow hot peppers on the other side. So everything, it makes the flavor of the chili with the onions, and it has to be grilled perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you've done a beautiful, beautiful job. I mean, all of these wonderful flavors coming in together to create this one-of-a-kind taste. The bun, as you said, I think is probably one of the most important parts, because you really don't, you can't take a small bite of this. I mean, when you look at this and you know what you got to get in, right? You don't want just a mouthful of tomatoes or just a little piece of bun. You got to really get it in there, and you can't do it without that beautiful, pillowy, soft, fresh baked bun.
Yes.
So my hat's off to you for doing that and doing it for all of us here in Southern Arizona.
Oh, thank you, my pleasure.
Tell us exactly, for those people who have not yet been to BK's Carne Asada and Sonoran Hot Dogs, exactly where you're located, because your guys are going to be busy tonight.
Okay, we got two locations. We got one on the south side. That's the original location. It's on 5118 South 12th Avenue. It's like one block south of Irvington.
Great.
We're on the west side of the road, and you don't miss it. It's a big corner.
Sure.
We got enough parking lot, and we got tacos, quesadillas, caramelos, burros, and we got the location on the north side. It's on 2680 North 1st Avenue.
2680 North 1st Avenue.
Yeah, it's between Grant and Glen to the east side of the road.
Perfect location. You can actually get a cold beer there as well?
Yes. On the north side location, we got beer, we got micheladas, we got steaks, we got parrilladas. The parrilladas are really, really good.
Beautiful.
Everything is cooked in mesquite, and we got the hot dogs, the tacos. You know, beer is really, really, really good. We got all kinds of beers. We got import beers, and
it's just it all sounds just absolutely perfect. Anyway, I'm going to join all my friends and head down to BK's. Benjamin Galaz, thank you for everything you're doing. Thank you for the hot dog.
Thank you for the invitation.
And continued best of luck to you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a quick commercial and news break here. And when we come back, it's Cereal Talk live at the Cereal Box. Stick around.
Moving to Maine. CNN Radio, I'm Matt Cherry. Computer glitches are being blamed in part for a Wall Street sell-off that saw the Dow drop by nearly 1,000 at one point.
You have this mysterious movement in Procter & Gamble shares. Suddenly they fall 37%. That started to affect the averages.
CNN's Christine Romans, the industrials finished the day down 348 points. Investigators believe Times Square bombing suspect Faisal Shahzad had ties to a Pakistani Taliban group, according to a U.S. intelligence official. That organization in question, TTP, has denied this. David Cameron's Conservative Party will gain the most seats in Parliament in British elections, according to exit polls. However, they may not have won enough to oust Prime Minister Gordon Brown's Labour Party. Lawrence Taylor denies charges he raped an underage prostitute, according to his attorney. Taylor was arrested early this morning and posted $75,000 bail. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
It was not a day for the faint of heart on Wall Street. The market went into free fall with just over an hour before the closing bell. That as investors continued to worry about the impact Europe's debt problems could have on the global economic recovery. The Dow Industrials plunged nearly 1,000 points in just minutes before rebounding strongly. That said, the index still tumbled 348 points. The Nasdaq sank 83. The S&P 500 dropped 38 points. On a percentage basis, all the indexes dropped just over 3%. One analyst tells Dow Jones, we saw emotional, indiscriminate selling. But as bad as the free fall was, it was not enough to trigger the New York Stock Exchange circuit breaker and halt trading. It also wasn't just stocks taking a big hit. Oil prices sank about 3.5%, closing slightly more than $77 a barrel. I'm Steve Orr from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe talking about spring break.
No. I was just going to say that spring is a great time to check your brakes, along with your tires and your oil and your battery.
Oh, I thought we were discussing vacations.
Sorry, no. Just a trip to your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer for some routine maintenance, which I suppose could be like a vacation.
Good point, Mike. And with the Works Fuel Saver package, you'll get a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil and filter change, tire rotation, battery test, brake inspection, check of belts and hoses, fluid top off, and more for just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
Now, that sounds like a trip worth taking. Less than $30 and somebody else does all the work.
Well, there you go. Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating dealership or visit genuineservice.com for mail-in rebate form and details through 52910.
Spring brakes, spring tires, spring oil change.
Just to be clear, no Cabo?
No.
Daytona Beach?
Maybe later.
Cancun?
No.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine, think outside the bottle.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, broadcasting live today on the first Thursday Art Walk down here at Main Gate Square. We are live from the Cereal Box at 943 East University Boulevard, having a great time. We had some great wine talk, some great cereal talk. We just devoured one of the best Sonoran hot dogs I think you can find this side of the border. But now we are here to talk about some exciting things that are happening down here at the Cereal Box. Once again, our good friend, the saucy cereal wench herself, Tara Schacht, and her lovely sidekick, Mr. Jordan Schacht. Welcome back to you, both of you.
How you doing, Matt?
Doing great. Well, you know, again, happy third anniversary. We were talking to you guys about 2 years ago to help celebrate your first, and I just can't put into words how many more things that you've put on your menu that you have not had, you know, when you first opened up. I mean, you opened this place up as this great cereal cafe, but people are now talking about bagels and lox and things like, you know, loaded baked or sweet potatoes. Tell us what's going on with the expanded menu.
Well, we definitely listened to what our customers had to say, and we wanted to make it more of a place where you can put toppings on things and comfort food and not just cereal, because cereal is comfort food. So we really expanded. People wanted protein things. So then came into play the scramble wraps, hence the eggs and the lox and the bagels and the cream cheese. And we needed a lunch item. And who does baked potatoes? I mean, it's a great alternative, but you can't get that anywhere around here. So why not us?
Now, can you top a baked potato with, you know, like a Cocoa Puffs or something like that?
Absolutely, a sweet potato. We've had people come in and they want Cinnamon Toast Crunch, marshmallows and maple syrup on it. It's awesome.
Oh, that is fantastic. I feel another contest coming on. I mean, a loaded baked potato contest. And, you know, of course, this is always one of the great pet-friendly places in town. I mean, people that have pets that feel sort of limited in terms of dining out, there's a place to come. If you've got a dog, you shouldn't feel that you can't come to the Cereal Box. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. We do our own homemade cereal puppy treats for dogs. We give them free out on the weekends. You can also buy them by the dozen. We put a little bowl of water out there for the dogs, and we have a great patio that they can sit on, and it's great. People love it.
That's wonderful.
We were a proud sponsor of the Humane Society, putting on the dogs this past weekend and donated 1,200 puppy treats to the event.
That's outstanding and good work. You know, always great community citizens here doing what's right and supporting all these this great local causes. Now, you know, cereal is not just for breakfast anymore, to coin a phrase, and I understand during session, when the U of A is in session, you've got some late-night hours. Huh? Well, talk to us a little bit about what kinds of you know, services you're going to be providing after hours to students here at the U of A.
We decided that you know, most kids late at night after they've been studying need to refuel or recharge the brain.
That's right.
What better place than to come and get your Total, your Wheaties, or even your Captain fix and come in. And besides that, we have the wonderful scramble wraps, the waffles, and even the baked potatoes go real hot late at night. You'll be surprised.
Oh, I'm sure. And just taking a look around here at the setting, I mean, this is such a vibrant and colorful atmosphere. I mean, this is just a really the hip factor you guys have nailed head on. I mean, just looking around at this great, you know, trail of hoppers of cereal and all these, you know, bright reds and yellows and greens and all these great primary colors. Just everybody's got a smile on their face when they're here. What's that all about? I mean, it's just this is just a happy place to be.
It's recapturing your youth, sentimental, notoriety and nostalgia.
Right. Right.
But the best part about it is, you know, it's the creativity. It's letting yourself be creative. Those of us that are not artsy can be artsy here.
That's right. I mean, I sort of halfway expect, you know, the circus to come to town. I mean, this is just a great, great, alive and dynamic kind of a place. So we're going to be talking about some of the activities that you actually have available for people here. But we do want to talk about the T-shirt slogan contest. For a long time, you guys have put it out to the community that you needed a great slogan for the Cereal Box, and you wanted to put this on shirts and make this really a mass merchandising kind of an operation. So you threw it out to the world and said, look, we needed some great ideas for what this slogan's going to be, and we are here for the first time, I think. Well, this is breaking news here on the
Menu
Live.
Breaking news, absolutely.
At least as far as AM radio is concerned.
Yes.
Can I at least have that exclusive?
Absolutely.
Very
Matt.
Good.
It's all yours.
We've got two people. We're going to go first to the runner-up. The runner-up with this great slogan. Her name is Jocelyn Wesolowski. Jocelyn, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for participating in this great contest. And, you know, you look like a creative young lady. I mean, are you a graphic design or marketing communications major?
I wish. I'm a stay-at-home mom.
A stay-at-home mom. Well, we'll take my compliment with all the intention that it was given. But anyway, you're the runner-up for this great T-shirt slogan contest. Tell everybody, all of our listeners, what the slogan is that you came up with. What?
The one that I came up with was mouth tested, belly approved.
Nice.
It was the, you know, the playoff of the Kix commercial. You know, and I thought it was kind of witty, and people would recognize it. So
mouth tested, belly approved, and I can vouch for both of those. I've spent a lot of time down here tasting all the goodies at the cereal box, and my belly doth approve. So congratulations for being
you.
The runner up, and you just continue doing what you're doing, and happy Mother's Day.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
I brought my kids out here today, so they loved it. They're
wonderful. Well, you know, we're here to announce the grand prize winner. Now, you two look like you're probably getting along okay. You know, I'm sure it didn't come to blows, but there was a difficult decision, I'm sure, that had to be made, and there's always a winner, and there's always those that don't win, but the lovely Brittany Holstrom is here as the grand prize winner. Brittany, congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow, the crowd's going crazy in honor of you, Brittany. So, My sources tell me that the grand prize winner of this great contest gives you 1 year of free breakfast.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So, I mean, that's quite a gift, and I'm a great breakfast date. Anytime you feel lonely, anytime that you just really long for some companionship over a bowl of Applejack, I'm your guy. You got it? Okay. We'll play some Candyland. All of our listeners now want to know exactly what you came up with to give you the grand prize. What is the new T-shirt slogan for the cereal box?
Choose it, top it, love it.
Yes!
Woo!
Choose it, top it, love it. I absolutely do love it. Tell us how you came up with this great concept.
Well, basically, I just wanted something like really short and sweet, and I just thought about what my experience was at the cereal box, and you walk in, you see the big menu on the wall, and you choose what cereal you can mix and match, and of course choose your fun toppings with a huge list of toppings. And
wow.
I've always loved it. So.
You absolutely nailed it, and you're just as fun as the slogan is. I mean, you can just like a package deal, the two of you. This is great. You should go into business together. Are you a student here at the university?
I am,
and
yeah.
How far along are you in your studies?
I'm a junior.
You're
right now.
A junior, and what is your major?
Marketing.
Marketing. You know, surprise, surprise. So, you know, your resume is being beefed up as we speak. You know, and I run a public relations agency for a living. And so, you know, looks like we have a budding copywriter coming out of the University of Arizona. Anyway, both to Brittany Holstrom and Jocelyn Wesolowski, thank you so much and congratulations to the both of you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, this is very, very exciting. Anyway, right here in just a few minutes, we're probably going to be announcing the winner of the drawing today. And just to remind our listeners, all day today, from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, if you were down here at the cereal box and made a purchase, your name was entered into this great drawing for a specialty gift pack of all kinds of great items from the cereal box and from the Aveda Institute and from the great Vietnamese culinary experience at Saigon Pho and Cafe Luce. Our friends contributed to that as well. And if you were down here and you made a purchase, you got entered into the drawing, and we're going to be drawing the name here live after a little bit more of our conversation for this great specialty gift pack. What a great promotion. Jordan and Tara said this place was busy all day long. For the wonders of marketing and creative promoters, I'm staring at two of them. So thanks again for helping to build some enthusiasm here at the Cereal Box Corner with a saucy cereal wench and her sidekick. This is great. It should be a 2-hour show. I want to keep talking about the wench. But anyway, we talked a little bit about the range of flavors that people are going to be experiencing, and in about a couple of minutes, we're actually going to have a chance to taste some of those. One of our the grand prize winner mentioned Candyland. I mean, are there activities and game opportunities down here at the box?
We've been fortunate between the weekend hours as well as the late night hours. The kids come in and get a break, as well as the parents bring their kids in. And the kids now have alternatives instead of getting cranky and sitting at the table and waiting to go. Now they can either color, they can play Candyland, Scrabble, Chutes and Ladders. There's hula hoops. There's a splash pool on the weekends that we put out.
Oh, that's very cool.
They may share it with a four-legged friend, but long story short, it's been pretty fun. And then the most exciting thing is we have the Wii here as well. We do Guitar Hero. We have all the sports games, trivia games. So that's been a great alternative.
Well, you haven't missed a beat here at the Cereal Box. I tell you what, a couple of months ago, we had a great time here because you guys kicked off this great cereal eating contest, and I was honored to be down here doing the play-by-play for what was a messy and gloriously delicious experience. One of the things that you guys have started to do more and more of are these great contests, like the T-shirt slogan contest and the cereal eating contest. What kinds of other things do you see down the road when it comes to these sort of promotions and contests to get everybody involved in all the fun down here?
Well, we wanted to offer a waffle eating contest. You know, you always see the hot dog eating contest. You know, why not waffles? How much fun is that?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
And one of the things that we did last year on Dead Day is we had what we call a slumber party, and we brought out a bunch of pillows, and we blocked off some of the parking lot, and we had people going at it, doing a pillow fight, getting all of that pent-up energy and frustration out. So we're probably going to bring that back again.
And one of the more exciting things that we did on Bear Down Fridays, we did Tucson Has Talent contest. And that as the Bear Down Fridays got later and later into the season, grew and grew and grew. And this year, we look forward to kicking it off in late August, early September again. Every Bear Down Friday down here at the Cereal Box right outside, Tucson community is going to come out and support the local talent. And last year, we gave away almost $1,000 in gift prizes to the winning talent.
Wow, that's wonderful. And, you've got some gift cards here as well. These are always great treats, great items you can do in sort of all kinds of denominations. I mean, I can't imagine a more unique treat than to give a gift card to the Cereal Box.
Not only is the gift card great for the locals, but it's great for parents when they come to visit as an alternative for the kids instead of them going to the locals. Here's a great place that's healthy and wonderful for them to come in and eat and utilize the gift card. And mom and dad, if you're listening at home, you can always recharge them.
Oh, very, very nice. The people, if they're kind of having a hard time putting into their own minds exactly what this kind of place is like, go to the website, and I guess it's the Cereal Box with two X's .com, and I think you've got some photos of some of your old events there and the pillow fights and I think some cereal eating contest pictures.
Yes.
What great fun. You've got this great experience down here. So when people are coming in, you're giving them a great experience, but you're also giving people a great experience by bringing the food out, and you've got kind of an active catering business as well. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Absolutely, yes. We will cater to pretty much any local business here in Tucson. The parfaits are a big hit. We do full coffee cakes and regular cakes, desserts. Scramble wraps are great. Orange juice, we do coffee boxes. They're great for meetings, especially for pharmaceutical reps. You don't want to bring the same old
Great idea. Okay, well, we've got about another 3 minutes left before we do the trivia question, and I'll tell all of our listeners we've got a great gift card to the Cereal Box for the winner of the trivia question, so get your dialing fingers on and ready to go. The biggest thing that's going to be, the biggest challenge you're going to have is deciding how to spend that money because there's so much down here. But in about the minute and a half we have remaining, I see some lovely treats that you put before me, which would follow the Sonoran hot dog in beautiful fashion. Tell me a little bit about what I'm about to enjoy.
Well, that is our coconut chocolate chip tea cake. It's one of our best-selling desserts. I'm a coconut fan. For me, it is my most favorite thing in the restaurant.
That's delicious.
We make it from scratch. It's a nice big bar. It's enough to share with a friend.
Oh, and it's not overly sweet. It's just the amount of sweetness that you need so it doesn't overpower this grape coconut flavor and these grape just beautifully sweet chocolate chips. Well done.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So what's behind door number two?
So on door number two, we have a cinnamon streusel coffee cake. Now, this one is probably the best seller in the restaurant. People go crazy for this.
All right, here we go. Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that tasty?
No, you got to talk when I'm eating, Jordan. I mean, I got my mouth full.
Let me get
you a
tip real
quick. You got to run your mouth, buddy.
No, that's really a big hit with a lot of people. They come in daily to get that. A lot of people from the Marriott were fortunate to come in and are staple for them with a big glass of milk.
Oh, yes. My gosh. That is absolutely delicious. Now, in terms of milk, since there are so many,
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Mangate Square, of course! Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Mangate Square's the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. The excitement abounds down here at the Cereal Box at 943 East University Boulevard and Main Gate Square for First Thursday Art Walk. And things are just so beautifully sweet and beautifully aromatic that, you know, we lost our signal. But that's, you know, that happens from time to time. Anyway, in about 20 seconds, we've had this great, two great dessert items and sweet. Tell me about what I'm eating now.
Well, you are eating our most popular item in the entire restaurant, which is our Berrylicious Parfait. It is made with our signature homemade granola, vanilla yogurt, strawberries, and blueberries. Our granola is so popular that we have parents that ask us to ship it out. We've got people that come in and buy it by the bagful, 3, 4, 5 bags at a time.
I can understand why. My goodness, that is fantastic stuff.
Now, it's interesting because we just started carrying a new product from Made to Crave, actually, and it's a gluten-free product line. And so now we do have gluten-free granola and gluten-free granola oatmeal bars.
Oh,
which are fabulous.
Good for you. You know, people that have that sensitivity, you know, they're fairly limited, and the restaurants that come out to provide those kinds of opportunities should be applauded. So thank you so much.
Oh, sure, sure.
Well, the time has come again to put the trivia question out on the table this week, and there's a great cereal box gift card that is up for grabs. If you think you know the answer to this question, now listen up. In 1971, what were the first two monster cereals that were introduced? In 1971, what were the first two monster cereals that were introduced? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call here at 529-3508. 529-3508 if you think you know the answer to that question. And if you do, and if you nail it, you're going to the cereal box. We'll be right back.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation, Svend Wine, has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine, think outside the bottle.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell here broadcasting from the Cereal Box at 943 East University Boulevard in Main Gate Square. You know, as we're looking at the summertime, things are starting to get hot outside. It was 95 degrees today, and Tara and Jordan reminded me this is a great place to come. Summertime, bring the kids, have some cool, refreshing drinks.
Absolutely. We have a full line of smoothies, protein shakes. We even do ice cream shakes and ice fruit coolers. Like we said before, we have a splash pool out for the kids. They can splash around in, cool off in the air conditioning, play some Guitar Hero.
Right on. Have a great birthday party here. You do birthday cereal cake?
We do. We do birthday cereal cakes. We decorate them. A great alternative to the, you know, the regular birthday cake.
Well, that is so much fun. Well, listen, we've got some callers here on the line who think they know the answer to the question, and we're going to go right to it. John, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi, is it Frankenberry and Count Chocula?
Wow! Frankenberry and Count Chocula. John, the first caller. My goodness. Now, let me ask you this, John. I guess the applause is a dead giveaway. You won, my friend.
Thank you.
You won, so I don't know if you've ever been to the cereal box.
I have. I never have.
You're going to be a guest of the saucy cereal wench. So let me ask you this. In 1971, John, were you eating Count Chocula and Frankenberry?
You bet I was.
Right on. So, you know, I'm talking to a cereal connoisseur, the first caller. That's a rarity. So anyway, John, thank you so much for listening, and thank you for calling in. And when you
come in to redeem that gift certificate,
I want you to ask for Tara and Jordan by name.
Thank you.
Well, stay on the line because we're going to have Mark get all your information. We're going to mail that gift card out to you, and you're going to have a great time.
We'll see you soon, John.
Thank you.
Wow, the first time. You know, I remember eating both of those cereals in 1971. Let's see, how old was I in 1971? Shall we just go around the room and have everybody announce how old they were in 1971? All right, I was 4. All right, I'm not ashamed to admit it. I was 4 years old.
1971, I was 5.
Well, okay, perfect. Hey, mm-hmm. So we were right in the demo. We were eating those cereals.
The problem was Tara was still a twinkle in the mind's eye.
Actually, I was born in 71.
Okay.
So.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, we've got some business to conduct here. We're going to announce, we're going to do the drawing right here. The person who came in today to order an item and entered into this great raffle, I'm going to pick the name. And drum roll, please. Drum roll, please. Okay. And the winner of the $100 specialty gift pack, courtesy of the cereal box, Aveda Institute, Saigon Pho, and Cafe Luce, is the one, the only, Morgan Tully. There's a Morgan Tully somewhere in this community who is going to have a great time because she's going to be given this great $100 gift pack courtesy of all these great places around Cereal Box Corner. So I guess there's an email address there. You're going to let Morgan, I guess Morgan could be a man or a woman on today's day and age. So Morgan Tully, if you're listening now, which I hope you are, congratulations. You can tell by the writing.
Oh, absolutely.
That's girl writing.
Oh, absolutely.
So says the saucy wench, Jordan. So she knows what she's talking about. Okay, well, we got a couple of minutes remaining. We want to make sure that we give everybody a reminder exactly where you're located, exactly what your hours of operation are, and we want to give everybody a chance to come down here to the cereal box and experience for themselves what I've had the chance to experience over the last hour. So exactly where are we, and how can people learn more about you?
Well, we are located right in Main Gate Square at 943 East University, Suite 101. We are just adjacent to the Marriott and right next to Paradise Bakery in a place that we call the Cereal Box Corner. And currently our hours are Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Friday, we are 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays and Sundays, 8 to 3. However, we are doing a late night tonight. We reopen tonight at 11 p.m. to 3 in the morning with delivery around campus for only $1. And Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, since in honor of finals week, we've got to help everybody recharge for all those tests. We're going to reopen from 10 at night till 2 in the morning again with delivery.
And so you've got this this Cheerios or this Cocoa Krispies or this cornflake craving at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Absolutely.
We can
get it to you.
You're going to be there to serve. Well,
come meet the captain late at night.
Come meet the captain at the box, and the box is booming tonight. Listen, thank you so much for the both of you for opening up your home away from home to all of our listeners. Thanks so much to Tara and Jordan Shack. Thank you to our good friend Benjamin Galaz from BK's. And as always, to Yvonne Fouché over at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. And don't forget, Zach Toporek is going to be playing in Geronimo's Plaza at 6 o'clock tonight. Jordan, you've got one more thing to share?
And all you guys out there, remember, it's Mother's Day on Sunday. What a great place to take your mother, the cereal box, for nostalgia.
Tell her how much you love her and bring her here and recapture some of the days of old. If you miss any part of this particular program, we're going to rerun this entire show on Saturday at 12 noon right here on The Jolt. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.
This is your best choice for local talk. Visit our website at tucsonsjolt.com.
AM 1330, KJLL, South Tucson.